last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Last Monday was World Heart Day, and to mark that, many Irish cardiologists have been trying to draw attention to the role that blood pressure is playing in heart disease. Ireland has one of the highest rates of high blood pressure internationally, yet remains among the lowest when it comes to diagnosis, treatment and control. We're joined by Dr. Paul Hill, who's a consultant cardiologist at the Mater Private Network. Dr. Hill, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on the show.
Paul, can you tell me why the diagnosis level is so low in Ireland compared to international averages then?
Thank you. So I think blood pressure is very topical. I suppose it's sometimes labelled as a silent killer because sometimes the symptoms are insidious. We don't readily have symptoms. And I think part of the problem is taking the opportunity to measure blood pressure when you interact with a healthcare setting. So I think amongst the under four, if you have existing comorbidities, you'll be attending clinical services and taking that opportunity to have your blood pressure measured. And if you're over the age of 40, certainly taking that every year is what's recommended. I think in Ireland, access to healthcare can be quite difficult and challenging with strained services. But I think for the population with such an impact on our long-term cardiovascular health, we should be knowledgeable in the fact that blood pressures can be taken in the pharmacist setting. You can buy your own blood pressure monitor, and certainly with your own GP, anytime you're attending, perhaps asking that your blood pressure is checked is in your best interest.
Does that mean if you went into a pharmacy, you could say, look, can I put a blood pressure cuff on and get a check? Is that something that's available there?
Yes, that's certainly something that's available. I think pharmacists with the stretched resources that we have, pharmacists are taking the opportunities in many different capacities. And as well as that, you know, blood pressure monitors are cheap things to have. Everybody's got a parent, a grandparent, a neighbor who has a blood pressure monitor. And taking that opportunity is certainly something that I would recommend.
Because reading some recent surveys, you know, high blood pressure has such an impact on other things. Possibly we can talk around dementia, we can talk about risk of stroke and all sorts of other chronic diseases as well. I would think if somebody has high blood pressure, they really want to get this diagnosed and know about it so they can get treatment.
Yeah, certainly. And I think the statistics of 26% internationally with high blood pressure is staggering, really. And I suppose the impact that high blood pressure has from a stroke risk point of view, kidneys, smaller blood vessels like that affects the eyes, and then particularly in my field, which is cardiology. So its impact on cardiovascular health is a massive thing that I deal with day to day in the Mater Private. And just to lead on from that, then ischemic heart disease is the consequence of uncontrolled blood pressure. We can ischemic heart disease is the number one cause of death internationally, is responsible for 1 in 3 deaths. So it's something to be very mindful of, and certainly taking those opportunities to have your blood pressure, the detection, the management, and look at the kind of holistic approach to its treatment is really important.
Is there a particular reason why Irish people have such high blood pressure? Is this lifestyle? Is it diet? Is it a mix of things?
I think we have an aging population. We're living a lot longer than we used to. If you take Europe, we're living into our 80s. 20, 30 years ago, we were living into our 70s. So with an aging population, taking our risks into account, we've got fast food, we've got a lot more work strain, stress, and there's a lot of factors that contribute to those statistics.
So if somebody ends up being diagnosed then for high blood pressure, I presume the GP can prescribe medication, but are there any lifestyle changes or other practical things that you could suggest for somebody to lower their blood pressure?
Yeah, certainly. So a lot of what I would see when they're accessing from a cardiology standpoint are those that are the more tricky scenarios. So certainly blood pressure is predominantly managed by your GP. And I suppose when you start a diagnosis, we've got, you know, why I suppose one of the questions people have is, why does it happen? Why does it happen to me? Well, I suppose it's like a 90-20 split or 90-10 split. 90% is what we call essential or primary hypertension. So we don't find a cause as part of aging. It's unknown, and the treatment, and you have to pursue treatment for it. In a very rare subset then, particularly amongst the young, we look for the secondary causes. So they're the much more rare causes. But just to take the diagnosis and break it down, some people have the kind of preconception that once you're diagnosed with elevated blood pressure, that you're immediately started on medication. That's not quite the treatment that we pursue. We do, and me in particular, when it comes to blood pressure, when it comes to cholesterol, when it comes to diabetes, all our risk factors, I like to look at it from a holistic approach. So look at people's diet, look at smoking is a big risk factor, so addressing smoking cessation. But and then often people aren't getting that level of exercise that is required. So they might think that, oh, I have a tough day at work, you know, I'm very manual, I'm on my feet, but that doesn't quite constitute the exercise that are recommended by the European Society of Cardiology. And that would be 30 minutes of brisk exercise 5 times a week. And, you know, I know that's difficult for some people to achieve, but building it into your lifestyle is definitely something I'd recommend. And then I suppose looking at your diet. So having fresh fish, fruit and veg, unsaturated fats in amongst your diet is very important. And we often label it a Mediterranean style diet. And I suppose then also looking at our alcohol intake and making sure we're mindful of how many units you're allowed per week.
And if somebody makes those lifestyle and dietary changes, can quite a reversal take place? Or is this a very kind of slow and steady lifestyle change over a period of time?
No, you can see remarkable results. And I suppose a lot of it, having a fast food and having a busy lifestyle will contribute to this. And by addressing the kind of, as I say to patients, the easy wins, these are the easy wins where weight loss and tidying up your diet can, you can see dramatic effects over 4 to 6 months. So my knee-jerk reaction when I see these, when I see, you know, the modern kind of cholesterol issues, blood pressure issues, diabetes issues, my knee reflex is to look at those holistic approaches first. Say, you know, this is in the appropriate patients, that there's a lot of control you can take over your health. And of course, then, you know, some people pursue that, they do it to the best of their ability. And despite that, they just need some medical treatment. And that can be initiated by GPs. I see often the more resistant ones, so that might be on multiple medication, and they're a very particular subset.
Okay. Dr. Paul Hill, consultant cardiologist of the Mater Private Network, many thanks for joining us here on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.